The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name's Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we have a ton of Instagram posts by Ye. He had some things to say. So the day kicked off with this post right here, where Ye was saying, but they canceled the photo shoot with my kids in Japan without me knowing. So this is a post from Donda's Glory. Donda's Glory had sent DMs to Ye before about Gap-related content, Adidas-related content, and Ye responded. And the same thing happened this time. Donda's Glory sent Ye this post and said, this is Gap copying Yeezy Gap engineer by Balenciaga. Right, that's the YGEBB. And then Donda's Glory said, exactly, do you want me to post this text message? And Ye said, yes. So it got posted and it kicked off this day of many posts. So Ye himself actually took a screenshot of it and posted it with this info about the canceling the photo shoot with my kids in Japan, which is kind of wild too. Like, I don't understand. We've talked for the last couple of years about the relationship between Gap and Yeezy and the seemingly slow way in which this is being rolled out and the way in which it feels like Gap isn't necessarily utilizing Ye to the fullest extent. And we've had to wonder, like, is that on Ye changing up designs or not being ready with designs and Gap just kind of abiding by what he's doing and it's just all Ye's pace? Or is there more friction and tension going on behind the scenes? And it would seem that there's just some like weird things going on. Like, they canceled a photo shoot with Ye's kids. Like, why would you do that? I guess if you have to fly a camera crew out to Japan, they're like, we'll just wait till you're back in the States. But at the same time, it's a photo shoot with Ye and Ye's kids in Japan. It just seems like something you spend the money on, especially with the way in which Yeezy Gap has already sold. So anyway, this starts to kick off a spree of angry posts. And we can see over the last few months that Ye had been increasingly frustrated with his relationships with Adidas and Gap. He had posted several times about Adidas copying his styles, limiting the relationship. He had talked about Gap not giving him a seat on the board or giving him enough power. And he posted quickly after the first speech video. You can hear him talking. And this is a recent video. These photos in the background that you can see, we're going to do a separate video where we listen to this full thing and kind of react to what he's saying in this. So this is more the larger overview. But he gives a speech to what seems like Gap executives. Like, it looks like the executives of Gap, right? Just all these older, white men in front, and you see some women standing behind them. Jeez, what a bad visual. But you can see these sunglass photos, the Yeezy shades that are on the wall behind them. This photo shoot happened in August. So this has to be a video that was taken sometime in the last couple weeks, and you wonder if it was even today or in the last couple days that Ye's been increasingly angry with Gap. And he even says, hey, give me opportunity. I want to do these things. We should be doing this, that, and this other thing. He has a vision, and clearly Gap's not really executing on anything right now. It just feels like there's no momentum, no direction. Why not listen to the guy that has momentum and direction? So he says, the vision will be realized. Let's start with stores in Atlanta. Ye really wants to go the brick and mortar routes, which is something that's going to come up a little bit later. I know a lot of people say brick and mortar is outdated, right? Online orders is where it's at. And Ye's been using online orders to great success for a while. Yeezy Supply, right, comes to mind. Most of the merch that people buy that's Ye related, all of the merch, 100%, is either concerts, which happen infrequently, or online drops. And the online drops just sell out. And there's no overhead. You don't have to have like the physical store. But clearly, Ye values something physical, that space people can go to. And there is something to be said about having that as a flex, having it as a place people can come and you can show off wares. He talks in this video about them not doing a runway show and not kind of elevating the brand in ways. And it's like, yeah, why haven't you done some of these things? Why don't you give Ye a flagship store to put out a lot of these designs and content that people can come to and be like, oh, this is awesome? Because you know people would flock to it like nonstop, especially if Ye just happens to be in there sometimes. So he's pretty frustrated with that. And then he goes to just some of these comments of support. So if you think that Ye doesn't read comments, he clearly does. So he's just saying this love, like this is love that people are showing him, all of these comments that are coming through. Ours is not on there, but it's nice to see like Ye acknowledging a lot of the fans that are saying things. And then we get this post that's just kind of like put in there, that's Donda Academy, or just Donda, the Dove's first day at Donda, praise God. So he's not calling it formally Donda Academy, but I think it's might still be Donda Academy. But when it was first mentioned in September, October of last year, 2021, it was Donda Academy, the school that Ye is going to be opening. Oh, I didn't even show the shirt. So this is the shirt that caused all the drama, this right here. And you can see it's Teen Gap logo oversized t-shirt, which is why Ye was talking about the photo shoot with his kids. It's like, if you're going to have a kid pose in Yeezy Gap or a shirt that's just stolen Yeezy Gap, can Gap steal from itself? Yeah. Why have not Ye's kids pose in it? So they have this kid posing in the shirt, and it looks very similar. Like, clearly it's a different texture, right? This is way more faded. This is a little brighter. This looks a little more raised, like you can feel it, but it's very similar in concept, color, execution, the oversized shirt. I have no idea how long this has been available. Maybe this is a style of shirt that's been available for a year and a half, you know? And it just so happens that they are similar, or it's something that they just cannibalize the Yeezy Gap Engineer by Balenciaga, and this is something that just got posted, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Kind of not sure either way on that, but I'm just kind of looking here for a second. Okay. Not sure either way on that, but that was what caused the problem, was a similarity to the Yeezy Gap Dove shirt. But going to the school, this was an article September 21st of 2021. Kanye West reported looking to open school between Simi and Moore Park. So this is in California. This was the building that Ye bought and maybe painted this all black already to fit the idea of Donda Academy. And we know that he's had the basketball team, and we saw the basketball team playing a lot in 2022. But this is the first time I think we've seen photos of actually in the school classroom experience. And that was kind of the question people had. Are people actually going to go to the school? How many kids are going to be there? There was an application for a little while online. No more. I tried loading it. But you can see all the kids are wearing this like Yeezy Gap, Balenciaga shirts, shorts, foam runners on their feet. So the school uniform is Yeezy, which is pretty cool. And these big rooms that are very open, collaborative. You're not at desks, you're not sitting all day, you're standing, you're around your peers. It seems very interactive. The Doves, as far as I know, the basketball team, had a lot of traveling teachers, and they were learning as they traveled, as they practiced. It was a very different schedule, but it's cool to see inside the classroom and schools actually happening. I guess it makes sense that they would need a year to kind of get the building ready, get a staff, and now here they are teaching like a good number of kids. So I'd be really curious to find out more about the school and what's going on there. But Ye then posts this notes with additional comments, and the note says, "We are going to open a Yeezy stores worldwide, starting in Atlanta. Who would be the best to open it?" So wants to open it, but wants to collaborate. We know at this point, you should know that Ye is incredibly collaborative about everything that he does. It's kind of the secret to his success is how open he is with working with people, learning from people, and just kind of taking things as far as they can while working with other people, knowing his strengths and knowing how to delegate. I'll buy the land and or building. Then we get to open up in every state and then internationally. So he's essentially going to buy land, building, which is what made McDonald's so wealthy, right? McDonald's didn't just have the building, they owned the property. So McDonald's were more about being a real estate empire more than a burger empire, especially since they had the franchise aspect to it. So they own the land, then they leased out the building as a franchise, and then also got rent on the building. So great call from them. But then we get to open up in every state internationally. Anyone who has over 10 years retail experience and is ready to change the world, post your Instagram handle or store location in the comments and we'll find you. So he's going to have a team scouring that. I like that it's 10 years of... It's just a little ironic that the guy that was like really upset about being gatekept from the fashion industry for not having the experienced background that other people in the fashion industry had is now talking about disrupting the fashion industry through this retail space. But you need 10 years retail experience, like setting up hurdles, because you do want like proven quality in some way. I'm sure people that have less than 10 years that can make a pitch for themselves aren't going to get rejected outright, but and is ready to change the world. Post your Instagram handle or store location in the comments. I signed with both Adidas and Gap because it contractually stated they would build permanent stores, which neither company has done, even though I saved both of those companies at the same time. Yeah, Adidas wasn't really doing anything in 2014, 2015, especially when Ye was with Nike, leaving Nike. Adidas was just kind of a far second in the power rankings for shoe companies, maybe even like not even seconds. It's arguable that they were like third, fourth in terms of like fashion popularity. And then as soon as Ye started working with them, as soon as Ye started bringing some of his expertise to not only the Yeezy line, but to some of the other silhouettes, it just changed Adidas and the perception of Adidas. And now Adidas is making so much more money than ever before and has a clout like they didn't have before and a reputation. It's just complete metamorphosis. And then we see Gap not quite going the same route. They definitely have a lot more notoriety than what they had before. Not even notoriety. They have a lot more attention than they had before, but people are waiting for them to do something with it, to be daring, to shake things up, to really embrace that they're working with Ye in the way that it seemed Adidas did. It's just been such a weird collaboration. But the fact that with both companies, Ye asked for a brick and mortar store, you would imagine Adidas would just... why not? Like, Ye has proven his value to you as a company for so long. What's the holdup with getting him a store somewhere? He talked in Yeezy Day back in, or West Day Ever, back in 2020 about having this like brick and mortar store. They're going to open a Yeezy store, and then nothing ever happened. And I'm sure he felt really confident about that, especially after signing the contract with Gap. Like, I have another company saying they're going to open one. I'm going to open one. And now here, both are still dragging their heels. That would be so incredibly frustrating. And he says at the bottom, I'm going to show you how to use social media. So he's just like grassrooting this thing, right? Like, your major companies that are like hiding, not really doing anything, being voiceless, I'm going to use social media to make waves and make things happen. And then he said, 2 Chainz said he got the mayor's number. I added the S because my mama was head of the English department, but this may take some incorrect English to get done. The S right here, like he got the mayor number, but he added mayors, like, so I'm gonna be like, I know what to do, but I'm not always going to be speaking incorrect English, right? 2 Chainz heavily part of Atlanta and connections in Atlanta and the economy, so Ye getting the mayor's number is a very good thing. So Ye kind of setting down, like throwing down a gauntlet and setting up, like, we're gonna make this happen. And then here Justin LaBoy chimes in with a text message, and it's a screenshot of a text message with Lawrence, Mitchell, and Ness. And they say, nobody runs retail better than we do. We have 1,300 lids, the hottest retail stores out there. So I don't... You have to have some delusions to be successful. And especially as like the leader of a brand, you really have to be like, we're changing the world. Like, but you're really just like selling hats, you know? The hottest retail stores out there... The lids are selling hats. They're selling hats. They sometimes have shoes. Like, they're cool. They have some cool hats, but also, like, your lids, you've been in malls for 20 years. I don't know. But we're opening 500 more worldwide. We run the NBA and Paris Saint-Germain stores, which is pretty good, right? So that's where it goes beyond. It's not just the lids that you see in the malls, but they run the stores in these stadiums. We run 800 college bookstores, including 27 for historically black colleges, which I did not know that, which is kind of huge. Like, they're a retail conglomerate. It's not just lids, right? It's like, we know how to handle retail and we know how to structure retail and all the infrastructure for retail. So they run bookstores. And when you guys are ready for a serious conversation, let me know. Which is a little like, I'm going to flex on you just a little bit. When you guys are ready for a serious, just, we want to talk, let us know, would have been good. But it's like, when you're ready for a serious conversation, you can come to us. A little bit of a power play there. A little bit. And Ye just saying, praise God, you know? And then, wait, Lids is not one of the hottest retail stores out there. Kanye to the memes gets it. And then here is a post Pusha T commented, right? And Ye hearting it. Well, since we're doing every state and we're talking over 10 years of retail experience, put us down for Virginia and Pennsylvania. And he adds Cream321. And here's the website. This is it. You can already tell that it's very fancy. Right? Designers has all these great designers. Shop. There's a sale if you want some sale prices, you know, just $165 for that hat. You know, these shoes are cool though. Nike Air, more money. Man. Okay. So this is like Pusha T's thing. That's cool too. Okay. and then you can see here, Cream, Pusha T opened second shop in Virginia. Virginia fashionistas have reason to celebrate once again as Pusha T, along with his business partner Brock, opened. I like that it's just Brock. It's not like Brock Hudson, Brock Thalamanukis, just Brock, you know? Not maybe Brock Lesnar, doubt it, but opened up their second Cream shop in Norfolk. The store celebrated its opening this past Monday, and amongst the guests were fashion designer Delicia Corden, stylist Emily Bustamante, Vashti Cola, and Pusha T's brother No Malice. For those unfamiliar with Cream, the shop carries high-end streetwear brands, sneakers, and accessories, making it a staple in Virginia for the latest and most limited of fashion products. And this is the interior of the shop. You can see Pusha there. I'm assuming that's Brock, just right there. I mean, yo, Brock. This is now a Brock fan account. I like Brock. That shirt's awesome. Anyway, so Pusha coming in, chiming in, and then Ye just saying God is with us. And then Fabio here coming in with a text message. Ye's got only one bar. Must be in the California Hills. Yo, big bro, you know I got to run the New York store and fire. And Kanye saying, praise God, the energy is shifting in our favors. And Fabio, I love Fabio, like, commenting on his own text message. It's time, right? That's cool. So all these people coming out in support of Ye, like, throwing out names. Consequence comes in with the text message saying, my homegirl, and it's a screenshot of a text message. So somebody texted Consequence saying, my homegirl is a Kanye fan, and she owns a huge clothing store in Atlanta. And Khan says, hi, what's her name? She's interested, whatever opportunity he's offering in that space, can you connect her with the right person? Dominique. I love that it's, you're making you're trying to introduce someone to someone, right? And it's like you're introducing someone that a lot of people wouldn't know to someone a lot of people do know. So clearly it's like when you say, what's her name? It's like, give me a full name so I can find out more about her. Like, look her up, look up the company. And you just get Dominique as if she's Brock, you know? what's the name of her store? Superior Atlanta. Okay, I'm gonna hit you back shortly. And the Superior Shop. And then they just say Cardi. can we start using that in response to people? Someone's just like, all right, I'll see you at dinner at 7 o'clock. And you respond with Cardi. You know, just make it a thing. Make it a thing. If they ask what that means, just be like, you know, don't explain it, but make it a thing, but don't explain it. And Ye saying, God gone find him, as in God's going to find like the people that are going to help him, do this thing. This is the Superior Shop Atlanta. Higher in rank, status, and quality, Superior is your premier destination for unique pieces from all around the world. And I liked that this was posted 3 hours ago, which is after, which is right around when Ye posted this. So it's like Ye posts that, and then they go to their Instagram and post this and just happen to have like a Ye picture in the upper left of the shop. Like, smart, right? You know, Ye's team's going to be like looking at the photos. What's the shop look like? Do we like what they're doing? Oh, they have a picture of Ye? Cool. Okay. They're cool. And it's just like a lot of photos of what they have on the wall. Some people who come in, doing some, are they in the mall? And this is just like kind of taking some fashion photos in the hallway of this place. I like that. Yeah, just doing some runway shots and looks good to me. It seems like they have some cool stuff. But they're shooting their shot, you know? I wonder if in their story they have something responding to that. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Thanks, Cons, for looking out for female-owned business. Dominique Unlimited. Yep. And then just all these people. Nice. So, I mean, Superior's got a lot of fans that are supporting them. That's cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they knew what they were doing. So there's that post, and then this last one here is from Pool Hall Junkies, a 2002 movie about antique shopping. No, it's about pool, you know? But Christopher Walken gives a speech about, I only heard the first, like, couple seconds about the speech, but it's about the wounded lion, and I'm guessing the speech is that the lion acts wounded and sees who's making moves against it, who's approaching to take advantage, and then the lion reveals that it's actually not all that wounded and now knows who its true enemies are. And Ye's kind of channeling some of that energy of like, yeah, like I'm learning who my true enemies are and I'm learning who my true friends are. Actually, we can just, no, we can't give a listen to it because of copyrights, but I'll have the video linked in the description, or you can just search up Pool Hall Junkies, Christopher Walken, the lion speech, you know? So that's it. That catches us on up for the day, just to make sure Ye hasn't posted anything in the time we've been doing this. All right, so now you have it. These are all the posts. This is the context of it. We'll see what happens next, if anything. But, you know, until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.